For years, people with HIV have had access to drugs that allow them to live a full life. Now the CDC has endorsed a pill called Truvada for blocking HIV infection to begin with. WNYC Stephen Valentino spoke with New Yorkers for whom the drug is intended, and it brought up some frank discussions about unprotected sex, the role of condoms, and the ongoing threat of other STDs. This news report contains language that may not be suitable for all listeners.
Lily has been taking Truvada for 2 months.
I'm 23. I was born in Puerto Rico. I was raised in Jersey. I'm a trans female.
As a male-to-female transgender woman, Lily is part of a group with one of the highest HIV infection rates in New York, according to the city's Department of Health. She didn't want to share her real name with me out of concern for her privacy. After a few HIV scares, she said the decision to go on the blue pill was simple.
If this is something that's going to benefit me in the long run, it's going to keep me healthy, then why not?
By taking Truvada every day, health experts say Lily is drastically reducing the chance that unprotected sex will result in an HIV infection. It's just like when people take malaria pills before traveling abroad. She's happy with her decision, but the first week wasn't easy.
I had night sweats. I had pains. Like, I had, like, these pins and needles in my groins. And I wasn't able to sleep for, like, a whole week. And after that week, I was fine.
Drug maker Gilead says more severe side effects like liver or kidney damage or bone loss are possible but rare. Most people I spoke with about Truvada didn't list side effects as a major worry, but they had others. It's a recent Friday night and I'm at the West Side Club in Chelsea. I've come here with an HIV testing outreach team from Mount Sinai Hospital to gauge people's feelings about Truvada. I'm surrounded by half-naked men in towels who shuffle by through a maze of mirrored walls and tiny rented rooms.
We're in an old gloomy parlor from the 1960s where sex was always done in hidden places with red light and dark environments.
That's Chris, an affable 52-year-old German tourist. He, like most of the men I spoke to, is not here for an interview, and he wouldn't tell me his last name. He's very skeptical of Truvada.
I think any drug that you take, you should only take when you're really sick. Just to prevent the virus to enter makes you probably more prone to more unsafe sex, which I personally, for my taste, wouldn't like.
I find another man checking Twitter at a computer station, Omar Falicano. He says Truvada users are often called promiscuous, even in a sex club.
If you use Truvada and you have unprotected sex, then there is some stigma about it. And that's bullshit, because why it's okay to use prophylaxis for malaria and not for HIV?
A lot of the arguments that you hear against it is that exactly that, the people are going to take this drug and they're going to have bareback sex.
People are barebacking anyway, so why don't we give them the options?
Would you take it?
No, for me, for many reasons, condoms are the best option.
The city's Department of Health says more than 50% of men who have sex with men reported not using a condom at least once in a recent 12-month period. Proponents of Truvada see the drug as a second barrier against HIV when condoms fail. That's why another patron at the club I spoke to, Bobby, said he'd consider using both.
I think Truvada's great, and I do think that people should use Truvada and condoms, if it's cheap.
The drug costs about $13,000 a year. But many insurance companies and state and federal health insurance programs are covering it, as they often would with birth control. Truvada does have its detractors. Take Michael Weinstein, president of the AIDS Healthcare Foundation, one of the world's largest HIV service providers. He's come out swinging against Truvada, saying it will only lead to more STDs if men stop using condoms.
Within the next couple of years, we will have more transmissions of syphilis among gay men in the United States than we have of HIV. You know, we definitely have epidemics of gonorrhea and chlamydia.
Drug maker Gilead says that less than 3,000 Truvada prescriptions have been filled for HIV prevention. It's a number that Truvada advocates argue is low, especially with 50,000 new HIV infections a year in the U.S. But there are signs of some increased demand for Truvada in New York City.
We cannot get people in the door fast enough.
Dr. Sarit Ghalib is associate professor of psychology at Hunter College. She's also the principal investigator of a study which looks into how patients will integrate Truvada into their lives. She sees the drug as revolutionary.
Here you have a strategy that folks can use, can commit to keep themselves healthy and keep themselves free of HIV that doesn't have to get in the way of that sexual encounter.
Commit is the key word here. The CDC stresses that Truvada must be taken every day to be effective, something Dr. Golub admits has been an issue in clinical trials. Still, she sees tremendous potential in Truvada to stop HIV and make people feel more confident about sex.
Are you saying that it could be seen as an anti-anxiety drug?
Yes. I mean, that's a great way of putting it. Participants in our project might get rid of some of the anxiety surrounding HIV infection.
While Truvada may make the person who's taking it feel more confident, that's not to say that it should give their sexual partner peace of mind. I met Avram Finkelstein on a breezy afternoon in Lower Manhattan. He's a gay rights activist. And while he told me he thinks Truvada should be handed out in subway stations, it creates new gray areas and unanswered questions, which he experienced firsthand when he had sex with a man who claimed to be on the drug.
He believed that it would be totally okay with him to take the condom off and not tell me about it because he was on Truvada. And maybe he was, maybe he wasn't. Maybe I wasn't put at risk. But why should he be able to make a decision about my sexual health?
It begs the question, what are the real risks posed by taking Truvada regularly and not using condoms? And will lots of men suddenly stop using condoms? Dr. Golub, the doctor running the Truvada study, says not necessarily.
We're going to see what happens to people's condom use over time, but we have not seen reports of huge changes in behavior. And if people were using condoms 100% of the time already, we wouldn't have an epidemic.
Still, Truvada is a serious drug, and the decision to go on it is deeply personal. I asked Lily, the transgender woman we met earlier, if she felt more in control of her sex life now that she's on the drug.
I don't think that it's a miracle pill. I still feel like you need to take precautions. I feel like you still need to use condoms. But it makes me feel a little bit more secure. It does.
A number of doctors I spoke with are passionate about Truvada's potential to end an epidemic. But the real-world test remains. Will people take it, and will they take it regularly? For WNYC, I'm Stephen Valentino.